News 97 and 98 News Director Steve Ruba with you. You know, I've never been in AmeriCorps, but you know what? Next week is AmeriCorps week throughout the country. And I said to myself, you know, why don't we talk to a local member of AmeriCorps and just kind of find out what AmeriCorps is all about? And how the fact that they help out with some local programming, for instance, the Community Foundation for Oceana County, they have an AmeriCorps member named Danielle Siegel. She's from Shelby. She basically lives in Shelby still. And she probably could tell us what AmeriCorps is all about and what it means to her personally. If I can shut up and let her speak. Her name is Danielle Siegel. And Ms. Siegel, thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Steve. Thanks so much for calling.
Well, it's sure good to speak with you. And you are a Shelby person. You before you were in the AmeriCorps program, though, you were a Peace Corps volunteer, weren't you, in Africa?
That's right. I'm from Shelby originally, born and raised, and continued on to Grand Valley State University and then joined the Peace Corps. In 2015, I served in Burkina Faso, West Africa for just over 2 years.
Okay, wow. Now, when you say you served there, what kind of things did you do?
My primary project, I was a preschool teacher. I had about 60 little ones, anywhere from the age of 2 to, I think our oldest child was 8, and they have a half-day preschool program, Monday through Friday.
Okay. It's, you taught them, you say?
Yeah, I taught preschool. So we taught on things such as the French language, their French colony, and colors and shapes and letters and numbers and a lot just about their community around them, different fruits and vegetables. And it was kind of a daycare as well. The children were there for a half day, Monday through Friday, and they had lunch there and then go home around 11:30.
Okay. Like you said, you put in a couple of years doing that. Now, as an AmeriCorps member, you're here in the States, but I've always thought of AmeriCorps as kind of the Peace Corps in America. Is that way off?
That's not too far off. I think you could say that. I think that's kind of an explanation that I use as well for family and friends, and it's still very much public service, but just in our hometowns, in our local communities and neighborhoods.
What I've been hearing that you've been helping with so much is something that Tammy Carey, the executive director of the Community Foundation for Oceana County, it's real near and dear to her heart, the Read Early, Read Often program. She says you've been the coordinator and she really likes what you've been doing. Tell us about that program, Read Early, Read Often.
Read Early, Read Often is an early literacy initiative launched in Oceana County, kind of mirroring the Muskegon version about 2 years ago, really started planning 3 years ago, but then launched a year and a half, 2 years ago. And it's really just trying to reach our youngest readers. We know that having books in the home is one of the single most determining factors of a child's success later in life, in the education system and in life in general. So we are trying to get children's books into the hands of children, essentially. We distribute our books through several local organizations, churches, nonprofits, food pantries, early childhood centers, as well as a wonderful partnership between Great Start Collaborative, Northwest Michigan Health Services, and Read Early, Read Often. We host bilingual family literacy nights every other week.
All right. That is quite a scope here. And the main thing is if we can get our kids to read and read as early as possible and keep them, make them into readers early, that will help them for the rest of their lives. It'll help our economy, too. It'll help everything.
That's correct. So if we can get our students reading and learning from birth, essentially, that will help them throughout their entire lives, help them through the education system, through to post-secondary education in the workforce, which will therefore help our communities at large. You know, AmeriCorps is a great experience for anyone trying to get more professional development experience, job experience, or give back to their communities.
Exactly. It'll make them more productive, everything about it. It's wonderful. Well, it's sure good to have you on board and ramrodding this, you know, making sure that this keeps going. Read early, read often. Tell me about AmeriCorps in terms of who can join. I'm past 50. It's too late for me to join, isn't it?
No way, Steve. You could sign up today. So AmeriCorps is open to anyone, I believe, over the age of 18. There are a couple different sectors of AmeriCorps, AmeriCorps States, AmeriCorps Triple C, as well as AmeriCorps Vista, which I am a member of. And Vista members work on more capacity building type of activities as compared to teaching or tutoring, which some AmeriCorps State members do. Vista members are more focused on internal capacity building within an organization. So I am charged with kind of building Read Early, Read Often up from the inside, making sure it is sustainable and will continue going for years.
Okay. Well, who would I contact if I'm interested in becoming an AmeriCorps member?
For more information on becoming an AmeriCorps member, you can visit nationalservice.gov, or you could ask one of the many organizations in the area that hosts AmeriCorps or one of the serving members. There are also members in Hart, Ludington, Muskegon. They're all over.
All right. I think you said nationalservice.gov. Yep, it came up. There it is, nationalservice.gov/program/AmeriCorps. And that'll give you all the information you could ever want about AmeriCorps. And because next week is AmeriCorps Week throughout the country, and we've been speaking with an AmeriCorps member, Danielle Siegel, who lives in Shelby, and she helps the Community Foundation for Oceana County with its Read Early, Read Often program, and that's among other things that she does as an AmeriCorps member. And Danielle, thank you so much for your time and explaining what AmeriCorps is all about.
Thank you for having me, Steve. I love talking about it and getting others excited about it.